Simon & Schuster Audio presents The New Iberia Blues, a Dave Robichaux novel by James Lee Burke. Read by Will Patton.
For Julian Higgins, a poet with a movie camera. Chapter 1. Desmond Cormier's success story was an improbable one, even among the many self-congratulatory rags-to-riches tales we tell ourselves in the ongoing saga of our Green Republic, one that is forever changing yet forever the same, a saga that also includes the graves of Shiloh and cinders from Aboriginal villages. That is not meant to be a cynical statement. Desmond's story was a piece of Americana, assuring us that wealth and a magical kingdom are available to the least of us, provided we do not awaken our own penchant for breaking our heroes on a medieval wheel and revising them later safely downwind from history. Desmond was not only born to privation in the sleeper of a semi in which his mother tied off the umbilical cord and said goodbye forever. He was nurtured by his impoverished grandparents on the Chittimacha Indian Reservation in the back room of a general store that was hardly more than an airless shack. It stood on a dirt road.